Tim Twentyman and Michael Hare here with DetroitLions.com. And Mike, a third day in the books, probably the biggest day in terms of prospects the Lions would be interested in. All the defensive ends were in here. Denard Robinson and some of the wide receivers, the stragglers from yesterday, were in, and the workouts began today. Just some impressions of today, maybe a guy or two that you liked. Obviously, the Manti Te'o interview happened today, so there was certainly a lot going on.
Well, I don't do impressions anymore, but I'll do my best. I'll do my Mike O'Hara. I like the whole thing. You know, like I say, I guess I say that every day, though, but it was almost you sit down and you run to another podium to interview another guy, and you know, you weren't sure when Denard was going to come in. He came in late. Didn't even know if Jarvis Jones was going to show up. He came in right at the end. Te'o was supposed to be interviewed at noon. Next thing you know, it was 2:30 when he showed up almost. So was that, but I was really interested in the prospects too. I like talking to Deion Jordan. He was a kid from Oregon with some personality. I think more of an outside linebacker, but there's a whole glut there of pass rushers who could fit the Lions at number five. I was interested in what all of them had to say.
One of those guys, Bijan Warner, the kid who's got a really unique story in terms of how he got here, was a flag football player in Germany, advanced over to tackle football at the age of 15, and got on an international student football scholarship program here and really has made the most of it. And I think he's one of those guys you talk about as one of those guys that the Lions have to consider at five. I think the one thing I took from his interview, though, and I don't know if his agent really loved that he said, look, I don't really have any holes in my game, but I don't do anything really well either. I think he's a well-rounded guy. Is that a guy the Lions want if they're looking for a playmaker at five? I think they'll have to determine that over the next month. But I was there for the Deion Jordan interview as well. And I think Jarvis Jones was obviously interesting too. That's a guy who's been linked to the Lions.
Boy, but the risk of the stenosis.
The narrowing of his spinal column, and he said in the C4 and C5 vertebrae, that's got to concern some teams. There was a report on Pro Football Talk today that some teams have taken him off their board because of it. There's injury history there, and for a player who plays a high-impact position like linebacker, that's got to be a little concerning.
Well, you got to lead with your head and all that and your neck. But look, remember Daquan Bowers, you know, 2 years ago? Supposed to be a top-10 prospect, ended up going to the second round to the Tampa Bay Buccaneers. You know, Jarvis Jones, we talked about him. We were just talking about him. Thing about him, he can tough it out all he wants it. He can say, look, I want to play, I can play. And a team's going to say, wait a minute, we might have you for one play. We might have you for 10 plays, might have you for 5 games and say, we're not taking that kind of risk. I mean, it's two things. It's number one, his health, but it's number two, it's the investment and then losing the value of that pick when you want that player for 4, 5, 10 years. So it's a double-edged thing, and it's too bad because looks like a great kid who really can play football.
Yeah, he's a beast out there. Denard Robinson came to the podium with his shoelaces untied, as we would all expect. But I think he made the right move in terms of declaring that I don't really care what I play. I'm a receiver. I'll play third down back. I'll return punts. I'll return kicks. I just want to play football. And if he goes out there and runs a time in the 4.2s or 4.3s that people expect tomorrow, I think he can play in the NFL, and teams will find a role for a guy with that kind of talent.
Well, I liked his personality, and I guess maybe I liked that more than some of the other stuff, because I mean, I like for the writing angles. But I like the one thing he was asked, are your shoelaces untied? And he just lifted up his pant leg like that, and sure enough, they weren't tied.
Who asked that question, Mike?
Some idiot. Hey, you know what? We're talking about the workouts, though, and there's a thing called draftmetrics.com. I don't know if you've I just got a chance to look at it just before we came here. And they rate you over in the last, since 2009, I think it is. Eric Fisher blew the doors off of Luke Jockel in the first four events. I mean, just, it's not even a comparison. I think Eric Fisher, I don't think he's going to move ahead of him, but he's closing, pal.
Yeah, I think that closing started to happen at the Senior Bowl when he went down there and performed well for a whole week. I was down there. I was impressed by him, and I talked to scouts that said, look, that gap isn't as big, and I think your point is made that it isn't that big. We're here another day. Tomorrow's a big day. You know, Denard, all the running backs and wide receivers and quarterbacks will start their on-field workouts, but the cornerbacks will be in town for their interviews. So the D. Milners, and obviously a position of need for the Lions, that'll be an interesting day as well.
Well, and the other thing, yeah, exactly. And then even after the media leaves on Sunday, the workouts continue on Monday and Tuesday, so we can still keep giving people information on DetroitLions.com as the interviews develop.
There you have it there. I couldn't have said it better. Stay with DetroitLions.com for the next 3 days as Mike and I continue to break it all down here from the Combine.